This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 225 for Friday, January 13th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Friday morning, despite price declines for vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil is down to start the day, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly supply-demand estimates on Thursday, with grain markets heading in a bullish direction afterwards. Crude oil is up slightly after China made purchases of crude, and consumer prices in the U.S. started showing declines. The Canadian dollar is down 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is up $2 per ton at $844.40. In the U.S., positive momentum continues for corn, soybeans, and wheat prices on Friday after the previous day's release of the USDA's monthly supply-demand estimates. Projected U.S. corn production totaled 13.73 billion bushels, according to the USDA, as acreage was cut by 1.6 million acres to 79.2 million, and the average yield grew by 1 bushel per acre to 173.3. Ending stocks were cut by 15 million bushels to 1.242 billion. Global ending stocks were cut by nearly 2 million tons to 296.42 million. South Korea's major feed mill group bought 68,000 tons of corn from either the U.S. or South America. The March corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.73. U.S. soybean production for the 2022-23 marketing year was estimated at 4.28 billion bushels, 70 million less than in the previous USDA report. Acreage was cut by 300,000 acres to 86.3 million, while the average yield was 49.5 bushels per acre, a decline of 0.7. Carryout is at 210 million bushels, a drop of 10 million. The USDA also cut Argentina's soybean production estimate by 4 million tons to 45.5 million, while the estimate for Brazil was up 1 million tons to 153 million. The March soybean contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.25. Winter wheat planted area in the U.S. was much higher than expected, estimated to be 36.95 million acres compared to the trade's expectations of 34.5 million. However, U.S. wheat carryout is projected at 567 million bushels, down 4 million from the last report. World-ending stocks excluding China were raised to 124.31 million tons, one of the lowest figures in 14 years. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.43. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.42. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, January 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.